The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today,
we're going to talk to you today about the absolute 100% perfect cure. No need to debate it or discuss it. It's a fact. All we do is apply it. Betty, the solution that we're talking about can only be provided by love. And God says in His Word, it's love that never fails. And the way love works effectively and flows like a river is it has to be released. And wherever a river flows, life springs up.
Next on Life Today.
Well, I want to welcome you to Life Today, and because this is a program about life, in the face, even Betty, of a pandemic that's as devastating, perhaps, as anything that's happened in our over 70-year journey, and it's like, I just wish, you know, we don't even know if we're getting consistent advice from supposedly the real high up in knowledge and science and medicine. We don't know, and it's so much back and forth, and we're wondering, well, did this really work? Does that work? Where are we? Well, now I want to make sure you understand this. Let me just lean in here and just tell you something right now. We're going to talk to you today about the absolute 100% perfect cure. Absolute. No question about it. No need to debate it or discuss it. It's a fact. All we do is apply it. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we had the solution to every challenge like that? Betty, the solution that we're talking about can only be provided by love. And God says in His Word, it's love that never fails. It doesn't work on our timetable. It doesn't move according to our whims or our wishes, desires, or even what we consider to be legitimate needs. But it works. And the way love works effectively and flows like a river is it has to be released. And wherever a river flows, life springs up. We want to talk to you about what is most exciting to all of our viewers. For years now, Betty, our viewers have let all of us know that they love to touch the overlooked. They notice the unnoticed because the noticer, the Spirit of God, is living in us and points out a need that love can meet. Haven't you been amazed at how our viewers notice where love is needed and immediately become the release of the river of life and love toward that source?
I really am, and thank you so much for that. I feel like your hearts are in tune with what God wants to do, and that's to reach out through us, His children, to help those that are in great need. And you're right in tune with what God wants to do in this situation.
You know, if you could have walked in all the assisted living centers and nursing homes and just walked through, here it is. Well, every community, every family, here's the answer. Well, you can do that. Please, please listen. Water for life, because of the water of life. Every one of the viewers of Life Today who've experienced the water of life understand the importance of giving water for life, giving the cup of water. I want you to look in, you watch, and then you release this river of life, this river that never fails, love.
We're here in Zambia, and our team was walking along the riverbank here, and then we noticed these children that were actually drinking from this very river. I mean, it's so full of bacteria and contaminants, which brings disease and death. This is their only source of water.
Y de ahí, en la cabeza, Papa chavugati nimitwengere mwachinze. Bamushikanyeyo. Bachiye baguma batotera uyu nawo ngo bamwice.
You see their source of water. These children don't have time to waste. Their lives are in danger every day that they just try to get water. We can give them a better source. We can drill a well that will give them beautiful, life-giving water. Please help us today.
I'm afraid I might die like they died.
How can we not reach out and love those precious little ones, even as small as they are? They understand what's happening as they take that water into their little bodies. They feel the hurt and the pain. They've seen their siblings die, their brothers, their sisters, and they're afraid now. And so why not? Let's reach out and let's calm their hearts and their spirits and let them know it's going to be okay. You know, when our children are little and they get sick, we say, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. Well, this can be okay if we do our part.
You know, I want to just right now with Betty, I want to reach out to those of you who, even as I was thinking about the sorrow there because of what happened, there's many of you who've lost them. You may have lost a family member because of the pandemic. Betty and I just want to pray for you. Lord, I don't know what's going on in the lives of the people watching, but we share legitimate, visible needs that can be effectively met by love and by our willingness to give. But Lord, there's a lot of people right now that have a broken heart. And as much as we can be, Lord, we're in the room with them. We started calling the family of God in the family room to get to know the Father and His love. And I want you to know right now that if Betty and I were there with you and you were weeping, we'd be weeping with you. There's nothing we can do to stop it. God's given us tender hearts and He's given us compassion. We do suffer with. We weep with those who weep and we rejoice with those who rejoice. But I want to pray with you right now. And just let God get His arms around you the same way we would. And thank God we wouldn't be afraid to hug you. Father, get your arms around the broken hearts. You do understand.
Yes.
And you have prepared a place for us where there's no death, no disease, no tears. God, heal the broken hearts. Give them a comfort that is so great that they can hardly wait to share that comfort with somebody else with a broken heart. They'll weep with those who weep so they can rejoice with those who rejoice. And we want this to be a day of rejoicing for many people because the viewers of Life Today are going to give them water. Not just a cup of water, but a well of water. And they're going to demonstrate your love. So God, heal the broken hearts right where the people are watching. Hold them close. Comfort them. Comfort them. The comfort only you can give. The peace only you can provide. In Jesus' name. You know that phone number there is a prayer line. If you want some old Jews, pray with me. Would you pray for somebody? You feel free to call. It's also going to be an opportunity for people to call today and say, I'm going to be the miracle that those precious families and children need all over the world to help drill the 350 water wells. I want you to right now just to understand that the people, in many instances, they're walking on the very answer. I mean, both death and life is underground in so many instances. if it's contaminated water, what they get out of a borehole or a dirty pond or a river, it's disease and too often death. Watch very prayerfully. And even as you're watching, say, God, flow your love through me today. I can help give those precious children and their families. I can give them hope and help. I can give them life by giving them water. Watch closely. Here's a well right here for a family. It's a hand-dug well. And they've got a container like this that they lower down into the well. And again, you look at this water, and it looks pretty clean. But it's actually got sewage in it. And this is very, very typical of many places near population centers.
For mothers around the world like Selefi, hand-dug wells are the only source for drinking water. But hand-dug wells fail to stop contaminants from seeping into that drinking water. The death of a child is always tragic. A death caused by what was supposed to have been a source of life is almost too much to bear. When we left Selefi, her remaining children were still drinking from that same hand-dug well. A safely drilled water well, sealed off from outside contamination, saves lives. Help bring safe and clean water to villages like these. Help give water for life.
You know, there's something in the heart of every single human being, I believe, that there's a place for compassion where you feel the need. Betty, here's something our viewers, I believe, understand, because we show you a legitimate need. All of our viewers, we show you a legitimate need that can be effectively met and not make the people dependent upon it. That's why you've watched us save people's lives when they're starving or when they need water and get them healthy and stable, and then we immediately start moving food, feeding to school for education so they'll go there because they know they got a meal there, but we're educating them so they can go somewhere with their life. Here's the thing you've got to understand. If you're going to effectively help people, we have thrown trillions of dollars at the poor, but we didn't give them a compassion connection. We just threw it at the problem. But if you don't teach people responsibility and accountability, you might as well throw the money to the wind. It'd be better than throwing it at a target that you cripple and make dependent when you could have set them free and given them direction just like parents have to give. Well, please understand, that's what we do. That is the reason when you watch Life Today and you see us feeding or setting the trafficked in sexual trafficking free, or giving water to people, and we put a water well right in their midst, that has oversight of God-filled, love-filled missionaries. And we give them oversight, and we give them direction, and we teach them accountability and responsibility. This is not nonsensical socialism. This is the compassion of God seeing needs and coming together to want to meet them. But boy, do we need right now an outpouring of help. Because I'm telling you, there are 350 areas, and I'm praying, God, let us get the remaining funds that we need, but even take us beyond that. Because people stand up and say, go find another place. Go find another place to drill a well, because it works. Would you right now, would you get your bank card? Or if you want to get a check, make it to Life, because you're giving life. But would you get a bank card and use it like a check? Go online or call that number and make the best gift you can. If you could give a well, and many people say, I've never had a greater joy than drilling a well for $4,800, or giving part of it and others join me. Would you right now just do what God's leading you to do. Become the miracle that's needed, the miracle that love-filled mothers are praying for their family. Please.
Waterborne illness is a killer that strikes the most vulnerable. For many impoverished families, the death of a child is the tragic result of having no choice but to drink contaminated water. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, fresh drinking water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Bible Promises for Life, the ultimate handbook to everything God guarantees you in His Word, and a powerful resource that will give you the confidence to face life's troubles. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the I Will Give You Rest Throw. It's a reminder of our Savior's promise of rest to those who trust in His grace and love. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our new inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
These are just some of the diseases and ailments that nearly a billion people are exposed to every single day because their only water source is contaminated.
You know, if you were thirsty in Africa or in many of the remote parts of the world, you'd walk up to a stream like this, you'd say, oh, I've got great water. But what you don't realize is in this area alone, thousands of people got cholera, serious severe diarrhea, many people, it cost them their children.
Our mission teams have seen these water conditions firsthand in several countries around the world, and they have ministered to families whose lives are torn apart by sickness and death simply because they had no other choice but to drink contaminated water.
And they can't do anything about it because it's all the water that they have. I just can't even imagine. This little baby is so precious, so beautiful. Your mother loves her so much. And I want to see this little baby live healthy because we've given some fresh water to them.
But there is a simple solution for these families, a clean water well. Life Outreach and its mission partners have the experienced teams and necessary equipment ready to drill hundreds of safe, life-giving water wells around the world.
I cannot tell you how happy this scene makes me. I mean, this is what love is all about, the fulfillment of seeing Life Outreach International water well right here so that these children can grow up and have healthy, happy lives. This is good water. Yes, indeed. And we want to do this over and over again. If you've helped us do this, thank you so much. James and Betty, I bet this makes you very, very happy. But the need is still great. Let's do this again and again and again till this is the norm in Zambia and in villages all around the world. Cheers.
I tell you what, those children put a smile on my face. Sheila, you put a smile on my face, too. I know, Sheila, you like to watch the program when Betty and I are talking about mission efforts, and you are such a sweetheart. And Betty, looking back at those memories and knowing the challenges that we went through, we marched into hell for a heavenly cause. And I look at that, and I remember all the times and all the places that we went, and all we did is express God's love, which we couldn't have at all. The missionaries couldn't be there, the relief workers, the drilling rigs, all the trucks that prepare, all the pipes, everything, all the workers are paid for by love by somebody like you that didn't see a need and walk away. A lot of times you see a need, it's legitimate, but you don't want to think about it. And one of the reasons is you feel like you've seen a lot of stuff wasted where it didn't ever make a difference. And they didn't do it with the eternal oversight, where we're not only giving them water for life, but we're pointing them to the water of life. And Betty, the last report I heard from the missionaries is that we have saved the lives, we, meaning you, all of us together with the missionaries, with the teams, we've saved over 17 million lives. That's a lot. And the missionaries all tell us, and we've led more people to Christ than lives we saved. Because the love is so effective, people want to come and hear what the people full of love have to say. And they give their life to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords because of the love of God flowing through you. Would you right now, would you make that gift? You may have already given to this program. Betty and I have. We're giving again. We want to. It works. And God's enabled us to be able to give a cup of water, and in so many instances, a whole well of water. I don't know what you can do, but I believe you're going to do what God wants you to. And I want to thank you for not turning your back on the least of these, for not ignoring a problem when we've got the perfect cure. Thank you so much. Thank you for making the gift God put on your heart. God is blessing you. He said, when you give just a cup of water in my name, you won't lose your reward. It's reward enough just to bless them. But God says, I'm going to bless you so you continue to bless others. It's not about getting. It's about giving. It's more blessed to give than receive. And when you do receive, you receive with gratitude, understanding, appreciation, and praise to God. Father, bless every person as they give what you lead them to give. In Jesus' name, thank you so much. Thank you for giving life.
Waterborne illness is a killer that strikes the most vulnerable. For many impoverished families, the death of a child is the tragic result of having no choice but to drink contaminated water. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, fresh drinking water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Bible Promises for Life, the ultimate handbook to everything God guarantees you in His Word, and a powerful resource that will give you the confidence to face life's troubles. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the I Will Give You Rest Throw. It's a reminder of our Savior's promise of rest to those who trust in His grace and love. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our new inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Imagine living in a village where people are dying on a regular basis, all because of the water. Is this a water source for the village, Armel?
Yes, that's the water source for the village.
And they drink that?
Yeah, they do.
Wow. What do you see in this cup? What we don't see is what should really alarm us. All types of germs and diseases are in this one little cup of water. We've heard countless stories already of how many people have lost children from drinking this water. They have no other choice. They have no choice than to drink this germ-infested water. We have a choice and we can drill a well in this very village. We can drill down and bring clean, beautiful water that will bring life to this village. We can stop the deaths. We can stop the burials. We can stop the tears and bring beautiful, clean water to this village who desperately need a touch of God's love.
These ladies have told us this is their only water source. This sort of river that flows through next to their village here is the only place they can get water from. And I think you might be watching this as a mother and you're saying, how can those mothers give their children that water? I would never give my child water like that. Yeah, you wouldn't, unless that water was the only water that your child could have. Because without water, that child is definitely going to die. And so mothers come down here, they collect contaminated water in the hopes that it will give them the hydration they need, but not take their lives. And yet all too often, that is exactly what happens. But it's so easy for us to change that. You see, if we put a water well here, if we bring Mission Water for Life to this village and we drill a water well, we've got drilling rigs in the area, we have the ability to put water wells in. What we can do is instantly change the condition in this village and save the lives of children that will be contracting waterborne diseases. Stop mothers from having to come down and take dirty, disease-filled water back to their families. So please go to the phone right now, dial that number on your screen and give the best gift that you can give. You give the gift of life, give the gift of water.
Is God leading you to do something else? You know, I think somebody may be hearing, you know what, I drilled a well, but I can do another one. God, hey, if you hear that, praise Him for it, but do it because of what it'll mean to others. We really need to hear from every one of you who can possibly help. I'm praying we go beyond the 350 and go past because of God's love flowing through you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.